We all prefer the softer side of Christ. The Jesus who blessed the children, rather than the Jesus who bade us pick up our cross. We often desire to blur the sharp edges of Jesus, to make him a more comfortable sort of person. A softer Jesus is easier to live with, easier to fold into our busy lives. Yet we are called to be God's image bearers to and for our world, and Christ shows us that in a world that is broken and full of violence, quote, the shape of such image bearing will be cruciform, end quote. James A. Smith. Jesus comes as the new Adam, the God-man who perfectly bears God's image, not by a, quote, triumphant conquering of the world, but submissive suffering for the world, end quote. Again, Smith. Following Jesus means following the crucified Messiah. Quote, we are summoned to follow a leader whose eventual goal is indeed a world of blessing beyond bounds, but whose immediate goal, the only possible route to that eventual one, is a horrible and shameful death, end quote. N.T. Wright. The reality is that Jesus demands all of us, not pieces of us, not most of us, but all of us. And what does he want with ourselves? He doesn't only want to trim off the bad bits. He wants to kill the entire self. He wants us to die to ourselves completely. Jesus doesn't say that we must deny and cut out those pieces of us that are sinful. He said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself. Even the good pieces. Often it is the parts that are right and good from the world's viewpoint that are the hardest to surrender. Yet it is that very good that stands in the way of God's best. And while it is true that God in return gives us himself, places his own self into us, and makes us into the self we were created to be, the surrender must be for the sake of Christ, not for our own benefit. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Many love Jesus while they are satisfied with life, or as long as they receive comfort from him in the middle of hardship. Yet when Jesus hides himself for a time, they, and let me be transparent, I, begin to complain, or even to turn their face from him. Would that we could love Jesus for his own sake, rather than for what comfort he can give us. We would, I think, find power in that kind of love, a love that can praise him in anguish of heart as well as in the satisfaction of abundance. The ability to love Christ for the holy, beautiful God of love that he is would contain within it the power to die to our natural selves, the power to take up our cross and follow Jesus, and in return be allowed to share in his triumphal resurrection. Quote, if you willingly carry the cross, it will carry you. It will take you to where suffering comes to an end, a place other than here, end quote. Thomas A. Kempis. The whole life of Jesus was a cross, and what in this world filled with crosses gave us the idea that we could escape what God himself took on? Quote, realize that to know Christ, you must lead a dying life. The more you die to yourself, the more you will live unto God, end quote. Thomas A. Kempis. We cannot be a person who has the capacity to enjoy heavenly things unless we have surrendered to God and allowed him to kill off our natural self completely, giving us a new self in its place, a self that looks strangely like Jesus himself. Quote, you will never enjoy heavenly things unless you are ready to suffer hardship for Christ. Nothing is more acceptable to God. Nothing more helpful for you on this earth. When there is a choice to be made, take the narrow way. This alone will make you more like Christ. End quote. Thomas A. Kempis. May God give us the courage to take the narrow way and to be made more like Christ.